Yerushalmi Ma'asasheni, corresponding to Bavli Bechoyos, Daf Nun Aleph. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chofmed Beis at the beginning of a new Perek, Perek HaMoylech. The Mishnah says, HaMoylech, Peiros Ma'asasheni, Mimokoim HaYoyker, Lemokom Azol, or Mimokom Azol, Lemokom HaYoyker, Poideu, Beshah, Mekoimoy. If one takes Ma'asasheni produce from a place where it's expensive to a place where it's cheap, or vice versa, he redeems it according to its value in the place of redemption. Maybe pay with menagoyin leir kadayin menagas leir hasherach lesheni v'yitzir mibeisai. One who brings produce from the threshing floor to the city, or jars of wine from the wine press to the city, the appreciation belongs to ma'aser sheni, and the expenses are taken from his own pocket. Poidim ma'aser sheni kasha hazol kamois shachinvani leker v'le kamoishu moicher kamoishu shuchani payret v'le kamoishu metzaref. One redeems ma'aser sheni according to the lower value, meaning according to the price the shopkeeper pays rather than the retail price, or according to the price the money changer buys small denominations rather than the price he gives small denominations. Ein poidim ma'aser sheni achsora es shedomav yeduin nifta al pi echa be'es she'ein domav yeduin nifta al pi shloisha. Kugoyin hayayin she'kisem u'peiris she'kivu u'moi she'echliyu. One may not redeem ma'aser sheni in a heap without measuring it exactly. If its value is known, it's redeemed based on the evaluation of one person. If its value is unknown, it's redeemed based on the evaluation of three. Examples are wine that formed a film, produce that began to rot, and coins that became rusty. And the Gemara says, HaMoylech Peiris Chulei, Amar Biyona, Lai Amru Ela HaMoylech HaBetchila Osa of a Peiris Ma'aser Sheni, of a Peiris Shein Tefulim Ma'aser Sheni, Afilu Lechatchila Muta. Rabbi Yona says, commenting on the beginning of the Mishnah, one who takes Ma'aser Sheni produce, he says this is only discussing one who already took it from place to place, but ideally this is not permitted, as it must either be redeemed in his location or brought to Yerushalayim. It also specifically refers to Ma'aser Sheni produce, but as for produce that requires having Ma'aser Sheni separated, it's permitted to move it from place to place. Ka'ador, Rebbe, Havalei Peirin, Hacha Peirin, Bekutnayin, Ha'avakav Ma'asus, Da'hacha, Tamon, Mefaraglayin, B'shawad, Tamon. And it's like the case of Rebbe, who had produce that required Ma'aser Sheni separated, both in his location and in a place called Kutnayin. He used the cheaper produce in Kutnayin to tithe the more expensive produce at home and redeem them according to their value in Kutnayin. Tani ben Beyoike, Behuzlu ben Bezol, Behukru. The Bryce says one may redeem according to the cheaper price, whether that was in the original place or in a second place. Nicha Beyoike, Behuzlu, Bezol, Behukru. The Gemara asks, well, if it was expensive and was cheaper in the second place, it's understandable. But when it was originally cheaper and then increased in the second place, why should he not redeem it according to the higher value? The answer is, since we are lenient in allowing him to act cunningly and exempt it from the extra fifth, we counterbalance it by being stringent over here. Tani Abba Bar Chilfoy Bar Kure Amma Bedur Amurim Bevadai Abba Bedamai Ben Bayoike Beruzlu Ben Bezol Behukru Moichoy Bezol. The Baisa of Abba Bar Chilfai Bar Kiraya says that when the Mishnah taught that he redeems it according to its value in the place of redemption, it was referring to certain tevel, but as for demai, whether its price decreased or increased, it sold for the lower price. Why is this? It's because he should have redeemed it when the produce was cheap, or because it can be returned to its original place. What's the practical difference between the two? If they became more expensive in their original place, if the reason was because he can return them there to where they're cheap, they've increased in price. If it was because he should have redeemed them there, that still applies. The answer is that Rabbi Chiya bar Vava was once in Rome, and he saw the Jews there redeeming Nicalusa figs from Eretz Yisrael according to the low price they cost in Eretz Yisrael. He said, whoever rules you this way was following Abba Chilfai bar Kiruya, who was lenient earlier with Demai, to redeem it according to the lower price, since if they would not need to be brought back to Eretz Yisrael, they would rot. Tani Misachu Adam ad Shekel Misachu Adam ad Revius. The Tosefta says a person may profit from two seller of Ma'aser Sheni until the value of a shekel, which is a quarter of the value of the coins he has, since there are two shekels in a seller. Pechavida, Dino Ahacha, the train monin, I should say, Rav Advol, the train monin, Rechamshin, I should say, Rehubai Meton Chamshin, you should say umisuk the havle hacha between manin v'chamshin is the correct gesa. How is this? A dinah here is worth 200 or more accurately 192 putois. In a dabel, a dinah is worth 250 putois, and it would cost 50 putois to transport them from here to a dabel. In such a case, it would be permitted to transfer the kedusha of 250 putois here onto a seller, which is their value in a dabel, thereby profiting 50 putois, which is a quarter. However, it would be prohibited to profit more than a quarter.